Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler were served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Five for Freems, one of our favorite segments. We'll do that in about 15 minutes. Surprise, surprise, I've got a LeBron question for you in Five for Freems. The odds came out of where LeBron may play next, and Bovada says it's 15-1 Milwaukee. 15-1. Those are legit odds, man.
Yeah. Well, considering they're probably very, very, very high for a couple of other different spots.
But the question that I'll have for you pertains to, would LeBron rather play in Milwaukee or play nowhere? And I'll have a better context set up for you in Five for Frames. That coming up in about 15 minutes. We did talk with Bucks GM John Horst this morning. Joined us on a Bucks Tuesday on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And we talked a little bit about Jabari Parker. Now, the full interview you'll be able to find in about an hour at the Fan on Demand section, 1057FMTheFan.com. Click Fan on Demand, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. But we talked a little bit about Jabari Parker. And if the Bucks are looking into locking him up long-term, obviously he's a restricted free agent next summer. There's a market for him. There's less teams that have cap room, so it's going to be interesting. John Horst on Jabari Parker. Jabari Parker, how's that coming along? When's the plan to lock him up, if that is the plan? And then how do you fight the cap for next year with... Because there may that the market just not may not be as big as it would be in a normal year for a guy even as talented as Jabari.
No, it's a great point, Bart. And for us, obviously we study the amount of space. We study teams that we think they'll have interest or needs that are relative to our roster. We study all those things. But ultimately, we know, you know, as we've you know, extended Giannis and we've paid Chris and we've got guys like Eric Bledsoe and Tony Snell, you know, Jabari coming and then players going forward, we know that as we're positioned now, this core group, that we're not going to really be positioned to have significant cap space. So for us, flexibility comes in the mode of, you know, drafting well and having contracts that are tradable, signing contracts that are tradable, and just creating flexibility in those ways to be able to be transactional and to do things to change the team. But also, the reason that you get locked into a team is because you believe in it. And we believe in this group. We believe in the core of this group. Mm-hmm. And Jabari's a big part of that. And so we had really productive and positive conversations with Jabari and his representation throughout the extension period. We weren't able to land on an extension, but that's okay. That happens a lot. There's very often guys don't get extensions. We still have Jabari's restricted rights going into free agency, and we have a great relationship with him and a great relationship with his agent, and so we'll continue to have those conversations when it's appropriate and try to get to an agreement and keep Jabari a part of this thing.
Do you have is there a cutoff for him? Do you plan to match anything, or where are you guys with Jabari in that sense?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that right now. It's not fair to Jabari organization. But what I would tell you again is that we do have a great relationship and dynamic with Jabari and his agent. We went through the extension process in a really positive way, and we feel really good about our opportunity to keep him part of the organization.
So the speculation that we had seen, I think it was Zach Lowe, ESPN, said there was an offer for about $18 million a year. And when you look at where the rest of the Bucks are right now, they're at a spot where if they keep this together, they're going to go over the luxury tax next year. That's assuming Jabari makes $18, $19, $20 million. Giannis is making $22. Next year he's making $24, $25, $27. If Jabari proves that he is healthy the rest of the season, I have no problem matching Giannis' contract and keeping him at $25 million per. I am that invested in that high on what Jabari Parker brings to this team. I think if the Bucks are going to win a title with this group, it's going to be with Giannis and with Jabari. Now, will Jabari. Middleton be here? I don't know. Will Bledsoe be here? I don't know. But I think you have Giannis and Jabari. I don't think you win a title without both of those guys.
I think, well, I mean, you need Jabari to return back to being the potential All-Star that he was
turning out to be. I guess in this scenario, that's what I'm assuming.
But he's showing signs of it, you know. He's showing signs of it. It's just that he's coming off the – I mean, if he had not gotten hurt and he was on the pace where he was going, he had not got hurt a second time, I would say without a doubt. But if he was – let's say, you know, he doesn't ever return to that, let's say the rest of the season, and that's tough. It's working against him. He's got a limited amount of time to prove himself here. I mean, he's got like seven, 8 weeks of regular season and then, you know, the postseason, however long that lasts.
2 months, probably.
To prove. Probably not enough time. Probably not enough time to prove himself, but you would have to risk, are you going to give him a max or close to max deal for a guy you're just unsure of? Is he going to return to his great value? I mean, that's tough. I mean, if he had a whole season to come back, that'd be different. But he's coming back late in the season here, and you know, it's bad for him and it's bad for the Bucks. It's bad in both. Both are kind of rolling the dice on this one.
So the next time that we talk to John Horst, I want to talk more about the luxury situation, because the Bucks, I don't know if this ownership group would be willing to go over that tax. We don't ever think Bucks luxury tax, they'll go over it. Some of these other teams have. The Bucks really haven't. Mm-hmm. You may have seen the report yesterday. The Bucks are now worth over $1 billion. So they bought the franchise at about $550. Mm-hmm. It's now worth over $1 billion. The ownership clearly is committing to winning. They're committed to building a nice area around that arena in downtown Milwaukee. But if they need to win, they may have to pony up a little more to do that. So I wonder if the Bucks will go over the luxury tax.
Well, if you gave him a max deal, Jabari, $25 million, boy, just a max deal for a guy who has been hurt twice with the knee. At this point, if the season ended now, you couldn't give him a max deal because you're so uncertain. You'd have to caution the side that, you know, you couldn't do it. I thought 3 years, $54 million is very fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. I'm willing to throw more at him.
Yeah.
If that's what it requires.
And, of course, if he doesn't return to that value, then you're kind of stuck with a guy who's, you know, 13, 14 point a game guy coming off the bench. I'm just saying, if he doesn't make it $25 million, it's like, dude, you're going to be right back to ground zero as far as where you are in the playoffs race in the East.
799-1250. Sith Lord's on hold. I'll get to him in just a minute. Sith Lord, one of the guys over at Hyundai West Allis, Highway 100. You can also find them HyundaiWestAllis.com. A lot of great incentives going on there for a limited time only. You can take advantage of the $1,500 bonus cash or the 0% financing for up to 60 months on Hyundai's hottest models, including the all-new Sonata. My wife's in a Santa Fe. Really like that vehicle. You can get America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000, yeah, 100,000 miles. And it's world-class service over there in their showroom now. Sith, you can describe this better than I can. The giant championship banner. You guys are number one in customer service. So from all of us to you guys at Hyundai West Allis, first, congrats on that. Sith Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Sith Lord.
Hey, yeah, you know, I have to call in when you guys are talking about Jabari.
Hey, happy belated birthday, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
You share it with Cody Grant, as you know, and Joe Prunty's birthday was yesterday, too. So
it was somebody else whose birthday it was yesterday, too. Yeah,
the big three, that's what we say. The marquee three is Cody, Sith Lord, and Joe Prunty.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, the thing about Jabari for me is this, you know, like I kind of look at it like, you know, there's only so many players in the league, you know, that you would consider elite. Maybe there's, you know, and how many that number is off the top of my head, I don't know. Let's say there's 8 guys in the league who are elite, okay? And then there's that second tier of players. And then you think about how many guys are in that second tier of players. Maybe there's like 20. Like, what would the second tier be? Like, you know, who's ever 10 through 25 in the league? You know, so what I'm getting at is like, You have to have players who, like, you have to have more than one player who is in that top, you know, 25 pool of talent. And it's like, if Jabari at least has a chance, like, you've seen flashes, you've seen what the kid can do,
he has a chance to be in that category. And obviously Giannis is one of those elite players. Like, so it comes down to, like, can you afford not to pay him? Like, is it more risky to pay him the money and worry that his knee is going to give out again? Or is it more risky to not pay him, let him walk, and then try to find a player that's going to get you in that pool of talent? Because Giannis is already at the point, like, the team is at the point, they're so good, it's not coming out of the draft. So now you'd have to go out and you'd have to sign a free agent for max money anyway. Like, if you brought back Paul George, that's going to cost you even more money than paying Jabari Parker. So, like, you have to sign him. And at this point, you just have to cross your fingers that he becomes the player that you always thought he could become.
See, this is one of the biggest risks that this ownership is going to have to take. Not building the Bradley Center or giving Giannis the big contract, but what do you do with a guy who's had his knee broke twice?
Seth, is there a cap on how much you think the Bucks should pay him?
Well, my thing is, like, he doesn't deserve more money than Giannis, okay?
Right.
But I would be perfectly fine with them paying him the same money as Giannis, because one of the factors that you also have to put in to consideration here is that the money's gone up, you know, since when Giannis signed his deal, and that's not Jabari's fault. It's just why. It's the exact same reason why Jimmy Garoppolo is making more money than Aaron Rodgers. He's not better than Aaron Rodgers, but that's what the market pays, and that's what he's getting paid right now.
Yeah, and of course, you know, if Jabari doesn't turn out to be a superstar, you give him $25 million contract and he doesn't turn out to be a great player, then that's going to hurt your team, because you're paying the second highest contract on the team, and he's not producing like it. Then that's going to hurt you getting other guys in here.
Didn't the Sixers do something with Embiid's contract? Did they do something where there's a qualifier if he gets hurt? It's a what? It's a partial guarantee.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I haven't read like in depth that I can pretend to know about it. I've read enough I can pretend to know about it, but I'd like a clarification.
But they don't have another max contract on that team, do they? I mean, ooh, he's their highest paid guy.
The Sixers?
Yeah. 5 years, $148
million. Yeah, they paid Redick $20 million just to get up to the floor.
Yeah.
I think the Sixers did.
That's yeah. Yeah, boy. I mean, Embiid, here's the thing about Embiid. 5 years, $148 million, doesn't play every day. Because they
I think
they
he
won't.
Finally did play back-to-back the other
did
day.
Because yeah. I know he did last week he didn't hear.
No, he didn't hear.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're still dealing, not done it. The big story with them right now is Markelle Fultz still can't shoot.
Yeah.
Which is very odd. And he's making $7 million on a rookie deal, being the first pick. The one thing that we did also talk about with Horst was Mirza, and just wanted to see if there was an update, because that is a very interesting situation. You never want to root for a guy to not be healthy. If he can't come back, there may be a way the Bucks take him off the books to open up money for Jabari. Nobody's rooting for that.
No, he's the.
But it is in play, I guess.
He wouldn't say too much about it. John Horst would not say too much about it. But obviously, Mirza's career is on the line right here.
Yeah,
and I thought. It doesn't like he's playing anymore this year.
Even if Horst would said something like, yeah, he's doing well.
He said he couldn't comment too much on it either.
Which I would think means bad.
Yeah, that's what I would guess. Yeah.
So, John Horst, we talked to him last hour. If you didn't hear it, I've said that sentence 5 times, I think, in 5 minutes. But you can hear that 1057fmthefan.com. That's a good get for us, Frames. Inside Joe. Click Fan on Demand, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield. All right, 5 for Frames.
Got some good ones today?
Yeah, I do. I think the LeBron James one is very interesting.
All right.
Because Colin Cowherd was floating out a theory the other day. And say what you want about him. I like him. But he was giving credence to the fact that he went through all the scenarios where LeBron could go. None of them were Milwaukee. There was actually a scenario that had nothing to do with basketball that he put ahead of Milwaukee. So I'll run that by you next. 5 for Frames on the Fan. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Again, your Twitter Tuesday question, and we'll go through some of the responses. What Olympic sport, Winter Olympics, mind you, do you love to watch? And which can you not stand? Tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. Use the hashtag CWLunch. You can win free Perkins. It's our Twitter Tuesday. That coming up, but right now.
It's time to go inside the mind of Chuck Freeman.
Ugh, it's gross.
That's a scary thought. It's time for Five for Freeman. Five burning questions for Chuck Freeman. This is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Five burning questions for Chuck Freeman, 105.7 FM, The Fan, from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm so excited about the LeBron James question I have for you that I'm going to wait and ask it last.
Okay.
Question number one, we're continuing to talk about the Bucks. Tried to get some news out of John Horst this morning. He said nothing was imminent, but there are potential candidates the Bucks could sign. Now, I saw some speculation yesterday. Well, maybe they bring Brandon Jennings back on a 10-day deal. Which former Buck would you rather have? Brandon Jennings for the rest of the season or Andrew Bogut?
I think Bogut would definitely help these guys out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Add him to Henson and, you know, Zeller, if they're as high on Zeller as they say they are. Yeah, Bogut could help. I think point guard, you know, you got some injuries at point guard, but I think they have a greater need for Bogut. And his smarts on the court.
From a need perspective, I'll agree with you. From an entertainment perspective, I want Brandon Jennings back. Nothing was better than when he came out on that draft floor like two picks late with the night he got drafted.
Yeah,
I like that guy, man. I think that would be a funny spark to the team.
But you know what? We're looking for – you know what? Hey, there was the time in 2013, too, when he got caught up with Steven Jackson. And he caused some problems for the Bucks.
There was a time where I thought Brandon Jennings would be as big as Giannis is now.
Huh?
I mean, I bought into the Jennings hype hard back 4 or 5 years ago.
Same with one Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
How could you not? I mean, that guy was that was awesome.
I was there the night he got the 55 points, but it was like, you know, he came out. I mean, but that was an only big game that first month of the season. I mean, he was going off night after night. He was getting 30, 35, 40
Yeah, it wasn't
points.
Quite Lin's sanity.
No.
But it was close.
But he had his own Lin's sanity run.
Yeah, he had a little bit of a run.
But I'll take Bogut. Bogut's going to help. You know, entertainment value. So I'm all about wins right now.
Question number two. Let's go over to the NFL. Did the Colts luck out by having Josh McDaniels spurn them? Frank Reich, author of the greatest comeback of all time in the NFL, I guess besides the Super Bowl last year, non-Super Bowl. Is he a better coach for the Colts? So instead of getting the Patriots offensive coordinator who lost the Super Bowl, they get the Eagles offensive coordinator who won it. He's been with the Colts organization before, and it's a little more, I think league people are saying, more of a mature hire.
It's hard to say. McDaniels, he coached it briefly in Denver. Frank Reich has never been a head coach before. Really tough question.
There were people dreaming that McCarthy would get fired and the Packers go hire Josh McDaniels. You never heard Frank Reich's name mentioned from these folks.
No. I mean, just like Doug Peterson. You know, nobody mentioned Doug Peterson as being a Super Bowl winning coach in Philadelphia. All the coaches they've run through there, Andy Reid and a whole slew of those guys who couldn't get it done. And here's Doug Peterson in his second year. Yeah, I can see where they think that, you know, Reich is a more steady head coach. McDaniels is a little off the wall, obviously. A little bizarre in a way. Time will tell on that one, but I think Frank Reich sounds like a pretty good hire.
Yeah, I think the Colts should feel all right about that one. They put out a tweet yesterday that says, "We've got jokes," and they had Frank Reich standing with Jim Irsay and that day's paper.
I mean, Frank Reich.
to let you know that it actually happened, they hired a coach.
Now, somebody could say, too, you know, Frank Reich has been a part of, four Super Bowls and four losers with Buffalo.
Yeah. Frank Reich, not to be confused with Frank Lloyd Reich.
Reich, yes.
Right.
Or Frank Third Reich.
Or Frank Third Reich. Jeez. Yeah, there's a reference.
Yeah.
Question number three on Five for Frames. Did Tom Brady just play in his last Super Bowl?
No. I still think they'll be the favorite going in to next year.
obviously a lot of time between then and now. I think he'll play one more Super Bowl. One more.
Will it be next year's Super Bowl?
Could be. Could be. I think, though, he'll play in one more Super Bowl. And I think he'll win one more Super Bowl, too.
I think I want to see a Brady-Rodgers Super Bowl. This year they play each other. It'll only be the second time they've ever faced.
Here's the deal. Every year, we, including everybody else, say New England and Green Bay are going to meet in the Super Bowl. But they've never met. Except, you know, with the Packers before both of their times when they met in 96. But through all these years, yeah. Great, you know, Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers Super Bowl matchup has never happened.
That's a shame.
Although every year people pick those two teams to meet in the Super Bowl.
We got Tom Brady, Nick Foles.
Yeah.
We got Tom Brady, Donovan McNabb. We got Tom Brady, Eli Manning twice.
Mm-hmm.
Never Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Question number 4-5 for Freems. Hey, Johnny Manziel making news.
I'm coming back from a huge downfall to try and make, I don't know what kind of comeback it'll be, but I know that I want to get back on the football field and do what brought me so much joy in my life and makes me happy doing this my job.
Everyone knows where I'm going with this. Should the Packers look into Johnny Manziel?
No, not at all. No, 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 no.
I'd take a flyer on Johnny.
Why? To be your backup quarterback?
Yeah.
No.
You want him over Hundley, don't you?
Well, I take him over Hundley, but there's got to be a better quarterback for, you know.
There's got to be a better way.
There's got to be a better way than Johnny Manziel.
Take a flyer on Johnny like you took a flyer on Vince Young a couple years ago. Didn't work out, but what was the harm?
But you're not, no harm. You're just trying to get in somebody who you think is going to fit in. And, yeah, it's great that he's going to be on his comeback and he's getting help for his, the bipolar disorder, but not here. Don't want him here. Send him up to Minnesota. I might be able to use some help.
Take a flyer on Johnny Manziel.
I wouldn't.
All right, so Bovada came out with odds for where LeBron will play next year.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets are the front runner right now, 5-2. The Cavs, the Lakers, the Warriors are 6-1 odds. The Pistons are 10-1 odds, as are the Sixers, which was my pick earlier this year. The T-Wolves are 12-1 odds. The Spurs at 14-1. And the Bucks come in at 15-1 odds to have LeBron James next year.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Cowherd of whatever show he calls it now was saying that there's more likely a chance that instead of playing for the Bucks, he does this.
I think there's a possibility, albeit a small one, that LeBron, for a year, steps back. It's not like he wouldn't be busy. He wouldn't have to be humiliated by Golden State, and I think he knows he has no chance. Executives do this all the time. Let's take a deep breath, let the pieces move around, and I pick my perfect destination. I think it's a real possibility with LeBron James.
So what's more likely? That LeBron James plays for the Bucks next season, or that LeBron James takes a year off from basketball like Michael Jordan did twice.
That's not an option for Vegas, though, right? There's not the field there?
I did not see it on there.
Think that would be the field?
Jimmy Shapiro didn't send it my way.
I wonder where Colin gets that idea from. Or somebody had to float that idea to him, or he must have heard somewhere. I can't see. Although, you know, Michael Jordan took a couple of years off.
Twice.
To play baseball.
So the question isn't, will LeBron James retire for a year? I think most of us can confidently say no. But is it more likely he retires for a year?
You mean takes it like a siesta?
Because think about it.
A one-year siesta.
He's been in the finals, what, 7 straight years? This could be 8.
Yep.
He's been playing through the through the season into July.
He's played additional seasons.
Throw in some Team USA stuff in there, including the Olympics.
Yeah.
Dude has barely had any time to rest. He takes a year off, rehabs his body, lets the Warriors win another one, does a couple of movies, the late-night talk show circuit. Boom, he's back. He picks his team. He's ready to go and take it on with fresh legs.
Yeah. No, I think there's more likely he'd retire for a season, take a season off, than play at the Bucks. Because what I really think he's going to do is Houston? New York is not an option, though.
If he goes to Houston, look out. If he goes to Houston to play with Harden and Paul.
Yeah.
New York, the Knicks were 16-1 odds. and that's the furthest it went.
Yeah.
So the Bucks are 15.
And I disagree with Colin that he doesn't look at it. Well, why would it take another year to get embarrassed? He's beaten Golden State, so take another year off to avoid.
Yeah, embarrassment. But that was without KD.
But an embarrassment to. To lose the Golden State. I don't think
this cast LeBron, is not beating the Warriors.
I don't think LeBron looks at it as an embarrassment. No, but I don't think he looks at it as an embarrassment. You know, he still wants the. I think LeBron, the competitor that he is, he still wants that opportunity. Of course, Golden State's going to be favored in that series.
He would get killed if he retired for a year.
Killed in what way?
By the people.
If he took a year off, I don't think he's. Why would you pass up $40 million? Why would he do that?
Well, he'll go do a movie or two.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to make.
He'll work on
million.
Some other projects.
I don't know. LeBron, it's at this point of his career, at 34. I don't see him taking a year off, but I give that a better option than him playing the Bucks.
I would agree. I think it's more likely he retires for a year than plays for the Bucks.
Give me those teams again.
All right, the LeBron James odds where he'll play again, according to Bovada: Houston 5-2, the front runner.
Okay.
The Cavs are 11-4.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers are 5-1. That would assume that. Isaiah's not there. The Lakers have some cap room. Maybe they bring in Paul George. They did put the Warriors at 6-1. The Pistons are up to 10-1. You'd add them to a team with Blake and Drummond. The Sixers are 10-1. The T-Wolves are 12-1. The Spurs 14-1. Bucks 15-1. Knicks 16-1.
I hope he ends up, obviously, in the Western Conference. Minnesota.
They're a good team.
Yeah. Add them to Minnesota. And that young team. Jesus. I think he's going to end up in a Laker uniform. All the cap room they've cleared up, Magic knows something on that. I think LeBron is going to be going after LeBron.
I don't know. I to see him joining Houston, where they've got Harden and Paul.
Sure.
And to kind of, if you're going to beat the Warriors, you got to be the Warriors.
I can see that. I can see that happening too.
And then the Western Conference Finals would essentially be the finals, and then the team that wins that one would be so tired that then the Bucks are in the Eastern Conference Finals next year, and they take down the LeBron-led Houston Rockets.
Yeah, not happening.
That's what I'm rooting for.
And the Bucks won't be tired at all getting to the Conference Finals and winning that series.
No, they'll be the Raptors in five, man. It's Chuck and Winkler. That is 5-4 frames here on The Fan. Harry's Razors, great deals going on for you guys. Really, you're going to save more money with them and have a better shave. What more could you want when using razors? For decades, one big razor company has increased prices, reaping the benefits at the expense of you guys. And by benefits, I mean profits. You go to these stores, you want to buy a couple of blades, they're not good, and you're paying a lot for them. So Harry's, by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, they can offer their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade compared to the four or more you'll pay somewhere else. Harry's razors, really good razors. They're close. They shave close. They're smoother. They're more comfortable. The first time I tried these, because I had some friends talking about them, I go, okay, how much difference a razor going to be? But then I realized that I was basically cutting myself with a knife, some of these one, two-blade razors. The five blades, the five precision-engineered blades, a much better shave when I go against my neck and my cheeks. I keep a beard a little bit, but I still need to shave like everybody else, and I do it now with Harry's Razors. Harry's so confident in the quality of their blades, they're offering you a special trial offer. You heard that right. Redeem your trial offer, a $13 value, all yours, when you sign up, plus a special offer for fans of the show. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter BART at checkout. The code you enter is BART, B-A-R-T, at checkout. Get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, code BART.
It's definitely crazy having a group of 17 people at the bottom of the slope run and knowing that they're there. And, like, you know, if you were to fall on all three of your runs, that'd be a pretty big bummer. But, I mean, I kind of know they're always going to be there for me. And I'd say they've been having some fun, yeah. I got a Snapchat this morning at like 8:30 when I was taking a bus up, and they were all shotgunning beers on the way to the mountain. So I'd say they've been having a good time, yes.
Red Gerard, Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, 17-year-old snowboarder from Ohio that's become sort of a star, if not just for the work he's doing, for his drunk family that has taken over South Korea and are drinking at all hours of the day. I still think he's got another event that he's participating in. They're going to come back to the States and go back. But snowboarding, actually, when we throw out this question, our Perkins Twitter Tuesday question, which event do you like watching the most in the Winter Olympics? Which event do you like watching the least? I'm not as into snowboarding as you think a young happening dude like me would be, man.
I think it looks cool when they go down, when they're going down the, I don't know the difference between the half pipe and the full pipe and the smoke pipe or anything like that, but I you know, they're going over the jumps.
Do you know the hash pipe?
Song by Weezer?
Yeah, good song. Yeah.
Sure.
Cody Grant, ladies and gentlemen.
Rosie, do you like the...
Cody Grant, now 27 years old.
Yeah, yeah, snowboarding is my favorite event at the Olympics. I used to snowboard.
How about when that idiot Jakubis, or what was her name, the girl who, she was in first place by 3 or 4 seconds a few years ago, and she was showboating in the end, and she slipped and fell?
I remember that.
With snowboarding?
Yeah. Remember that?
No.
Snowboarding, she was... Lindsay Jacobellis, I think their name was.
You sure that wasn't, was that skiing though?
No.
I remember the name Jacobellis. I remember her celebrating, but I can't remember if it was
snowboarding
or skiing.
You know, they were snowboarding, going down the hill, and she was coming down a home stretch, and she started to celebrate and try to do some trick, and she slipped and fell, and it cost her a gold medal. And afterwards, she was like, ah, well, I'm just out here having fun. Who cares? It was the gold medal.
For the Olympics?
Yes.
Who cares?
She, who knows who cared the Olympics?
Yes. She did. Jacobellis. Yeah, Lindsay Jacobellis. I want to say it's 2006 or so.
So I think the event that I like watching the most would be, I got into the ski jump a little bit.
Okay.
Out in Westby, there's a ski jump. It's by lacrosse. Mm-hmm. So when I was working in TV, I used to go video some of the runs, the events they had there.
Did they have the world there?
They had like a world championship there. So being that close to the ski jump and then watching it on TV, I think that that's a neat event that I like seeing. The speed skating is good.
Mm-hmm.
And once you figure out the relay speed skating, which at first looks like 5-year-olds playing soccer. They're all just running around. There's no sense of anything. But once you figure out sort of the pattern and the strategy, that can be really fun.
Here's the thing about all this. We have no idea how any of this works. I mean, we could watch the racing, the ice racing. We could watch the skiing. But we physically could never do any of that stuff.
Oh, we'll talk about that next week because a lot of people think they can just do all of this
stuff. Oh, God, no.
All the people that think they can do curling. Like,
yeah, that
I don't know what that
one,
is,
yeah.
But...
I mean, I don't know if I can brush the ice that hard.
I still don't understand the strategy of it. And
it's
what
like,
makes somebody
it's shuffleboard.
Good?
It's shuffleboard.
Well, what makes somebody good at that? I mean, how is this team from Madison, this brother sister team? What makes them better than everybody else that get to go to the Olympics?
I don't get how you get started in curling. I mean, where is it big?
There's like, a curling club in Madison.
There's one in Green Bay, right by Lambeau Field.
Yeah, that's where they started Madison.
Yeah.
Bobby tweets in, says, figure skating is an event I can't get into. I think a lot of people
said
that.
Bobby.
I don't know, man. Chick nailed a triple axel the other night. The way these people land and the strength of these men to hold up these ladies.
Yeah. Well,
it's some impressive stuff. I don't like that it's a judged sport, but it's impressive.
Of course, when the whole Tanya Harding.
Yeah, it gave us Tanya Harding.
The Tanya Harding Kerrigan thing, when that took place. That was like the most watched of all the Olympics because of the drama that happened with Kerrigan getting her knee taken out in the World Championships.
Yeah.
So people watched that at the Olympics.
Cody, what do you like watching the most and what do you like watching the least?
Snowboarding the most because I used to snowboard and that's the only sport I think I can relate to in the Olympics. And the least would have to be figure skating.
But I mean, when they
I'm not saying they're not impressive to watch. I mean, obviously they're talented. They got to that point for a reason.
Oh, yeah,
but
it's just not.
It just doesn't do anything for me.
When they go over the snowboarding, when they go over the jumps and they're going high, how do you practice something like that? Because the first time few times you do it, you're probably killing yourself. It's like ski jumping. How do you practice for something like that?
Yeah, how do you practice for the triple axel in figure skating and not fall?
Exactly.
And have the blade cut your face.
Exactly. I mean, do you practice on cushions or what?
I don't know.
You're on ice. Well, yeah, I'm saying you're on ice.
I mean,
the snowboarding, these guys go flying, the ski jump, they go high flying in the air. How the hell do you practice something like that? your first couple of times doing it. Oh, I want a ski jump.
Start at a small and jump and keep going higher and higher and higher.
And how do you know you got a talent for any of this stuff?
I guess you just do it.
Right?
Yeah, I can see getting into figure skating. I can see getting into snowboarding and skiing if you're in the right area. The curling, I just never understood how people got into that.
Yeah.
I think they got into it by watching people curl.
Secretly, one of us three guys could have a hidden talent where we could be like world-class curlers. We don't even know about it. Yeah.
If us three got in a bobsled, how good we would be?
You don't know.
We need a fourth.
So you used to snowboard?
I snowboarded for about 6 years. Yeah, I wasn't like good.
On jumps?
Yeah, I used to go down jumps. I had a snowboarding park right by my house. It was about a five-minute drive away. I got a birthday present when I was 12. From my dad to go snowboarding for the first time. Okay. Fell in love with it, got my own board.
And you went over jumps?
Mm-hmm. I went about maybe 20 times.
So what happened the first time you went over a jump?
I fell a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I saw a picture of Cody yesterday. He had super long hair.
He
did? Like a snowboarder would, yeah.
Yeah.
Rhodes did?
I had really long hair.
Yeah, like...
Not long as Baby Tausch, but...
No, but it's like long and wavy, like one of those high school dropouts.
Really? I can't picture that.
Not that there's anything wrong
with
dropping.
Was he playing hacky sack at the same time or what?
That's a good way. Hacky sack.
I was at the Mark Burley Perfect Game in 2009.
With the long hair?
Yep.
So that's soon you had long hair going, huh?
Yeah, go to his Facebook page.
Yeah, but it's up there.
I saw the Facebook pitch of him with Brian Urlacher. I noticed that.
Mm.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, Bears.
Yep.
Fan. So tweet us at 1057FM, the fan. Use the hashtag CWLunch. What Olympic event you like watching the most come the Winter Olympics, and what you like watching the least. You can win $20 to Perkins, home of the new savory supper skillets, the one-pan meals that are packed with flavor, including the steak and peppers, the kickin' chicken, the everything, the big country, and more, only at Perkins. Today is Tuesday, which means kids eat free. So Tuesdays and Saturdays, kids eat free. After 4 o'clock, get an adult meal and then get a free kids meal. It's Chuck and Winkler. Bill Michaels up next, 10 to 2. We got to wrap things up on The Fan. This is your last chance, Bucks GM John Horst. If there is any news you want to get off your chest, if anyone should be bringing their old Brandon Jennings out to the jerseys to the arena this week, or anything like that, any news, John? News?
There is no Bucks news that I have to update you guys with.
Okay, awesome. So they're going to sign someone at noon, is what that means. Okay, that was John Horst on the show earlier today, Bucks GM. Now, according to Two Ways, 10 Days, it is a website that focuses on the G League. Brandon Jennings has signed a G League contract, according to league sources. Now, I don't know who with.
G League contract.
But if John Horst lied to us, and if that's what the Wisconsin heard.
But we said the Milwaukee Bucks, though.
We did. We asked it. Okay. That's Wisconsin heard. Hold on. Let me play this again.
Bucks.
This is your last chance. Bucks GM John Horst. If there is any news you want to get off your chest, if anyone should be bringing their old Brandon Jennings out to the jerseys to the arena this week, or anything like that. Any news, John? News?
There is no Bucks news that I have to update you guys with.
No Bucks news.
Yeah.
See? He said no Bucks.
He didn't say no Bucks news. Or heard news.
And the rumor was he was in town yesterday.
Now, where'd you see that?
Some guy tweeted it. They said he saw him at the airport. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, John Lennon was there, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It could have been Ken Jennings from Jeopardy. Could have been Greg Jennings. I don't know. But apparently Brandon Jennings signed a G League contract.
Maybe it was Greg Jennings.
If he skirted around that, I'm going to be I'm going to be happy and mad at the same time. I'm going to be mad that we didn't get the news, and I'm going to be happy that he was able to circumvent it the way he was. From one mischievous man to another, that would be a hat tip.
So Brandon Jennings would go up to Oshkosh and play. Speculation.
Well, he's signing a G League contract.
We should even say that, because you know what's going to happen? Word's going to be, oh, the Bucks re-signed Greg Jennings to a G. No, it hasn't happened. For anybody just listening, no.
Brandon Jennings is signing a G League contract.
But to our knowledge, we don't know where.
Right.
Could be in Grand Rapids.
Could be in Santa Clara. Could be in name your other G League town. Do the Fort Wayne Ants, is that baseball? Is that basketball?
I think that's basketball.
The Red Ants? I don't know. If Brandon Jennings is signing with the Herd, if. I have mixed reactions on how I feel about that, because he would have just lied to our face, but not really.
Well, like he's going to tell us anything anyway.
Well, then why the hell are we having him on?
Good point. I mean, come on. Well, that's what goes back to my original point about interviewing all these guys. These coaches, the GMs and all that, we talked to McCarthy 3 times a week.
So Chuck and I had John Horst on to tell our friends we talked to John Horst today. You found
it. Come on. We go to Mike McCarthy. When you talk to Mike McCarthy at the press conferences, is he going to give you that? He's not going to give you the keys to the kingdom.
What'd you do at work today? I moved gravel for 8 hours. Get
John Horst on.
I talked to John Horst today.
John Horst today. Oh, yeah, what do you have to say? Well, not too much, but we had him on.
Well, we talked to him.
Makes
he
look good.
Called us by our name.
He called us by our first name.
That he had written
we
down
joked
on
around.
A piece of paper in front
a
of
bit,
him.
Back and forth. I mean, honestly, you know, the players, they usually don't say anything. Coaches, you go in and what are they going to say? Well, we played a good game tonight. You know, this guy's really giving us a lift tonight. And you know.
This is your last chance, Bucks GM John Horst. If there is any news you want to get off your chest, if anyone should be bringing their old Brandon Jennings out to the jerseys to the arena this week or anything like that, any news, John? News?
There is no Bucks news that I have to update you guys with.
Okay, awesome. So they're going to sign someone at noon, is what that means.
It's like when I was at UW Green Bay. I you know, when you're their broadcaster of the team, you're part of the team. So you travel the team, you get to see all the insides. So the coach would come out and talk to the media after games. So what he told the media and what he would tell us would be two different things.
If Brandon Jennings signs with the Herd, we are doing 4 hours on Brandon Jennings tomorrow.
No, we're not.
And how we were lied to.
No, we're not.
Lied to.
We're making it through February, but...
Go home and watch.
We'll talk some more
cross-country skiing tomorrow.
Some more Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, all right.
That's what we need. We didn't do enough of that today.
Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bill Michaels up next.